In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here we are in the vigil of all souls, the vigil of all saints. And though we do not anymore celebrate this as an observance within the church, unfortunately, it is important for us to be prepared for those things which are to come upon the morrow, the feast of all the saints. Father will give you a good sermon tomorrow, as we will at each one of the Masses, which will be given at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. tomorrow with a High Mass. But something for you as a preparation is our Lord calls for us within these Gospel readings as a good preparation for us for these things, to make sure that we give to God everything it is that He is due. First His glory, first His honor, and as well our love, as we spoke about even this weekend. What does our Lord really desire for you and I to do? I mentioned this many months ago, but do you know what the will of God is for you? What's God's will for you? What's His vocation, His calling? Some of you are starting to sweat. It is written in scriptures. St. Paul says it. I know one of you raised your hand because you know the answer. The will of God for you. That's right. Specifically, it's holiness. That's what the scripture says. The will of God for you is this: holiness. To be holy. The will of God for you is to be holy. It's as simple as that. That's something for you and I to meditate on this day as we prepare for the day of all the hallowed souls. Souls which are so hallowed. This is a day where we bring together all those souls where we don't know their names, and I won't give you the sermon that we're going to preach tomorrow, but that's just a preview. It's for all of those. But the will of God for you is holiness. Which means to be among those who we celebrate on the morrow. That's what God's will is for you. He wants it. He longs for it. He desires for it. That's His great will. And this is why it is perfect that we would, here on the eve of all those hallowed souls, which we will celebrate tomorrow, that we have this bit from the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, celebrated as a ferial day today, beginning with Philippians. Very first words of our reading, verse 6 of the first chapter, read it again. It says, "Brethren, we are confident in our Lord Jesus Christ, that He who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Jesus Christ." Sometimes you might feel as though holiness is something distant, something far. But when I say that word, that God's will for you is holiness, maybe if you're not physically doing it because you wish to be more respectful in church, you roll your eyes. Yeah, right, Father. Not in this life. I'm just hoping for a little bit of purgatory. November 2nd is the day for me. That would be true if holiness depended on you. But it doesn't. Holiness is not your project. Read those words again. What does it say? You've got them on your sheets there. Father provided them for you. Brethren, we are confident in this one thing. Where does our confidence come from? It comes from this one thing. It comes from us in Jesus Christ. That He who has begun a good work in you will give you everything necessary to complete that day, that work? No. Pay attention. He says, He who began a good work in you will perfect it unto the day of Christ Jesus the Lord. It's His work. Holiness is God's work in you. Yes, there's something you have to do. Yes, you have to respond to God's call. That's obvious, of course. Yes, but God's going to do it. It's God's will. It's God's desire. It's God's work. It's God's completion of it. God will perfect it. It's really Him. And so all you and I have to do is hold on to Christ. Long on to Him. Make sure, like the bread which we bacon bread over there, sticks to you. It sticks to your fingers, that dough, and it takes so long to get off your fingers. Well, that's what you're called to do. You're called to be like that dough and just to stick onto the hands of Christ and do whatever it is He wishes to do with you. So cling to Him and let Him complete the work. Let Him put you to the task that you are. Put that full trust and confidence in Him that, yeah, maybe salvation is impossible for you. To use an overused word, duh. It is impossible for you. Our Lord said that again to Peter. He said, "For man it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible." And so let your confidence in this day going forward that God desires it. God desires it. We read at the conclusion of the sermon that one verse again. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. If you struggle with that belief that God is going to do something good for you, that he's going to provide a heaven for you, that he's going to help you to get there, that's probably something you need to write down and put on your mirror. Remind yourself over and over again of what the scripture actually says, not what that voice on the inside of you, which always fights against the real spirit of God, often tries to lead us. This is a passage which is the penultimate word which I give to those as I give them the final blessing before sending them on to God at the end of the anointing of the sick. Here's the passage. Brethren, we are confident in the Lord Jesus, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perfect it. That means he will complete it under the day of Christ Jesus the Lord. Let Christ be your perfection. Let Christ's will be accomplished in you, which is what? Holiness. It's his work, not yours. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.